Chapter 6. When the boy set out, accompanied by the angel, the dog also came out and went along with them. They both journeyed along until night descended upon them, when they arrived at the Tigris. When the boy went down to wash his feet in the Tigris, a huge fish leapt out of the water and tried to swallow the boy's foot, and he cried out. But the angel said to the boy,
"Take hold of it and overpower the fish!"
The boy grabbed the fish and brought it up onto the bank. The angel said to him,
"Split open the fish and take out its gall, heart, and liver. Keep them with you, but throw away the rest of its innards, for its gall, heart, and liver can be used for medicine."
The boy slit the fish open, collected its gall, heart, and liver. Then he broiled some of the fish and ate it. The remainder he salted for the journey. Both of them continued on their way together until they drew near to Media. Then the boy said to him, "Azariah, my brother, what medicine is in the fish's heart, and in its liver, and in its gall?" He answered him,
"If you smoke it in the presence of a man or a woman who is afflicted by a demon or an evil spirit, then the affliction will depart, and their encounters will never occur again. And the gall is to be used to anoint the eyes of a man on which white films have appeared. Blow on the white films, and they will be healed."
And when they entered Media, and he was already approaching Ecbatana, Raphael said to the boy,
"Tobiah, my brother!"
"Yes," he replied. Raphael continued,
"We must pass the night in the house of Reuel. And the man is from the house of our ancestor, and he has a beautiful daughter named Sarah. He has no son, and he has no one else but Sarah alone. You are more closely related to her than all other men, and you have the right to inherit her and all that belongs to her father. Take her as your wife, for it is your right. The young girl is sensible, courageous, and very beautiful, and her father loves her dearly and is an honorable man."
He went on,
"Since the inheritance of her father has been determined for you, a right decision has been made for you that you might take her. Now listen, my brother. This very night you shall speak about the young girl. You shall betroth her and take her as your wife. And when we return from Raja's, we shall celebrate the marriage. For I know that Reuel will not be able to withhold her from you, because he knows that you have more right than any other man to betroth and take his daughter. For he knows that if he were to give her to another man, he will perish according to the ordinance of the Book of Moses. For he will realize that you have the right beyond any other man to marry his daughter. Now then, listen to me, my brother. Let us speak about this young girl tonight, and we shall arrange her engagement to you. When we return from Raja's, we shall take her and bring her back with us to your home."
Then Tobias said in reply to Raphael, "Azariah, my brother, I have heard that she has already been married to 7 husbands, and they died when they went into her. I have heard it said that a demon kills them. Now I too am afraid of this demon, because it loves her and does not harm her, but it kills any man who tries to approach her. I am my father's only son, so I fear that I may die and bring the life of my father and mother to their grave in sorrow over me, and they have no other son who will bury them." Raphael said to him,
"Do you not remember the commands of your father, how he ordered you to take a wife from your ancestral house? Now listen to me, my brother. Do not worry about that demon, but marry her. I am sure that she will be given to you as your wife this very night. When you go into the bridal chamber, take some of the fish's heart and liver with you, and put it on the embers for the incense. An odor will be given off. The demon will smell it and flee, and it will never be seen near her again. When you're about to have intercourse with her, both of you should first stand up and pray. Beg the Lord of Heaven to grant you mercy and deliverance. Have no fear, because she has been destined for you since the world came to be. So you will save her, and she will go with you. I am sure that you will have children by her, and they will be like brothers to you. So do not worry.
When Tobiah heard the words of Raphael, and learned that she was his kinswoman, and of the lineage of his father's house, he fell deeply in love with her, and his heart clung to her exceedingly.